Yes, sir.
My name is George Wapachi, and I'd like to welcome the members of COMEX, Mr. Chairman Andre Beauclair. Welcome you to Nemiska. I should tell you, during the years when the JNCA implementation period, I was one of the original three members of COMEX, along with Alan Penn, many, many years ago. And both of us, I think, were still around. I've been involved in this community for well close to 30 years. I think I was chief for about close to 20 years, and I was chief when people were still living in tents. So you can see how far this community has developed. I remember Philip Washers was one of the people that when we first planned to this, where this community will be, we had a big planning session, and Philip was there to help us too. And imagine in those past 30 years how our community has grown far beyond our expectations. But what I'd like to say basically is just a comment. I think I noticed that at the mouth of the Mountain Lake, I have a spring camp there. I do a lot of goose hunting. I got two camps there right at the mount. And in the old days, I guess, I used to have a goose blind. I used to sit there all day, you know, wait for the geese. Sometimes they would show up, and they would land on the water, and I would wait for them. This is part of the, what you call, tree patience when you're a hunter, you know, right behind my blind. They would land way out on the edge of the ice, but I knew eventually they would come around. They would start, I would say, swimming towards land area, and eventually they come right by my blind, and I start blasting away. But nowadays, this type of hunting has changed. I still sit behind my blind, but what's happening is that we now have young hunters. They use these, what they call, stealth boats. They camouflage their boats, like they with their motors that are Hondas, and they don't hear Hondas, and you know they're slowly buzzing. When the geese land out there on the edge of the ice, they go after them right away, slowly. And I'm just sitting behind my blind, scratching my head. I guess I won't have to wait too long. But what they do is they go after them. They get them really close because everything is camouflaged. And, of course, the geese don't know what's coming at them. Then I start blasting away. They get quite a few of them. And I wonder to myself, boy, that looks fun. Maybe I should join them one day. Of course, I haven't joined them yet. But why I point that out is, you know, the Cree society can adapt to many changes. Change. You know, our way of life is a life of adaptation. Whatever happens, you know, whatever is new, whatever is here, we can adapt. Because that's been our way of life for the past close to 30 years. I'm sure Philip will agree with me. And I know there's going to be a lot of blasting. Well, I don't know. Is it going to go boom or big boom? Why I say that is, I wonder, like, our hunting period is only for about 3 weeks sometimes. Maybe we can coordinate and say, don't go boom when the geese are landing. But anyway, that's why I wanted to comment that, you know. We are a society that can adapt to any changes. And whatever happens, we'll move on, we'll adapt.
Mr. President, I'll make a comment just to remind the committee that under the Chinuchi agreement we have already committed not to be doing any mining operation in the mine or on the piles of the waste rock pile for all the 2 weeks of the goose break. So the only thing that would be working there is the concentrator, so as to avoid disturbing that area for goose hunting. And that we have absolutely no problem, and please do put it as a condition in your recommendation that no mining operation take place during the goose break as defined under the Cree calendar.
Got it.